Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You may have heard there is a town in Sicily that is giving away or putting up some houses that you can buy for about $1, $1.14, $1.50, whatever it was.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. You can move there and live there, and if you just, because they want people in the town, so they're selling these houses for pretty cheap. Like, really cheap, just to get you to live there. And it's a picturesque area. I don't know what you do for a living.
Beautiful.
But I guess you could retire there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's all beautiful and whatnot. Right. Sounds great. You do have to put down a deposit of about 3,000 euros as a guarantee that you will renovate the property within 3 years.
I got it.
But I've also heard other stories. These people aren't the first ones to do this.
Too good to be true.
Other stories that I have heard about that have done this.
A lot of her bucks sold it for two.
Yeah, over there in Italy, for instance. Yeah.
Double their money.
Is that you still got to put water in. You got to, you know, put the water in. You don't have, there's no water at that house.
There's no running water in the building.
You see.
Is there electricity?
That I don't know. And it's not necessarily these as well, but I've heard of other cases where, but there's no water. You got to run water over there. You got to pay for that. You
got to
pay for this.
That can't be cheap, yeah.
But you're still getting a piece of property for a dollar.
Yeah, but you don't have a job. You have to be reasonably, well off by yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, there's obviously going to be, it sounds like a catch big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to live in this place? Or can you just turn around and...
Well, they want you to spend taxes.
They want you to live there, so yeah.
Yeah, they want your tax dollars.
Yeah, but you could turn around and flip it, couldn't you? Or is there anything
stopping
you from
that? Well, if they can't sell it for a dollar...
Yeah, why would you flip it?
What are you looking to get out of it, three?
The guy goes, I'm selling it for two. I could buy that place for $1. Okay, damn it.
Oh, you put some water on there and...
Yeah, but I've done all this work.
Yeah, but Todd, people can still buy the other house for a dollar, so...
Yeah, but it doesn't have any water.
We watch those real estate shows. They're called, what are the comps? Well, the comps in this area, they're all about a dollar.
Yeah, but my house has water. The rest
I know,
of them don't.
But then you're going to charge more for that house because
you
put water in. It probably costs you $20,000 to put water in, at least.
At least.
Yeah. This one's $21,000 for this house. What's that one? A dollar. We'll think about it.
Never had a haggle before over... whether or not water would be hooked up.
No, true, but if you want to be rugged and buy a house for a dollar and live somewhere cool, get the hell out of the United States,
Looks like Tim Burton is going to be working on an Addams Family TV reboot.
TV, okay. Bring back the Munsters.
Same thing.
I like that.
No, they're two different shows. I liked them both, but bring back the Munsters.
But Tim Burton would make them the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're not the same thing.
No, they're not, actually.
But he wouldn't make them the same thing.
No,
that's just because it's the same thing in your mind doesn't mean that other people, it's the same in other people's
minds.
Yeah,
I'm guessing this is a Star Wars, Star Trek thing. I bet you a lot of people stay on either side of that angle. Are you Munsters or Addams Family?
No, I don't think
I liked them both.
I don't think anybody's that passionate.
Although, if you forced me, I liked them both, though. Damn it. I was going to say Munsters because of Herman, but I liked Gomez. I liked that.
Gomez.
I liked them both.
I love the John Astin Gomez. I'm sorry.
I liked both of them. No, I don't like I didn't watch any of the movies about the Addams Family. I thought that would be a waste of time. But the TV shows, I loved both those TV shows.
Raul Julia was good.
Yeah, the movies were good.
I probably saw more Munsters.
I know. I think I saw more Munsters,
than Addams Family.
Yeah, I definitely saw more Munsters.
But I'm saying, if you throw both of those in front of Tim Burton and say, give those a treatment, it would be similar.
Similarly weird.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Here's a stunner. Hold on to your hats on this one.
Is he still married to that hot chick from the Planet of the Apes?
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Oh.
Was his wife.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, for years.
She was for years.
Yeah, they might have been. Is she available? Because she's the hottest ape, by the way, ever. Wasn't she?
They were never married.
Okay.
But
right.
they were together from 01 to 014.
Oh, they broke up.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she was blindsided by it.
Oh, he left her?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Okay.
She was surprised by that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever made her put on the ape costume. I wonder if she got to keep that.
Oh, I guess it's unclear whether or not they were actually married.
Like if she wore the head
yeah.
while he banged her. Man, that's some creepy fetish stuff right there.
Or just do a little dance.
Yeah, but she played the ape in the Wahlberg version in 2001, which I saw in the theaters. I liked that movie. In fact, I saw the end of that the other day. I forgot.
That was a reboot of the first movie.
Oh, one of the ones from the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, just Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, it was the reboot from that one, right? And except the ending was a little twist, which is pretty cool.
It wasn't bad.
She was, it wasn't a bad movie. I liked that movie.
It wasn't bad.
I liked it. I mean, they went on to do more CG. The other ones were pretty hardcore.
Yeah, there's like three
or
four of them now.
They're completely different, and they're really good, too. I haven't seen them all, but the 2001 one was the costumes, like the original one.
Yeah.
Makeup was a little better. But Helen Bonham Carter was like the hottest ape ever.
Yeah, and Paul Giamatti was second.
If we ever get her on the phone, I can't tell her that, though, because else she might not think that's a
compliment. Yeah, it's a tough way to phrase that so it comes off as a compliment.
When I told Maria Bello that she was, they had her really skanky hot in, what's that movie called? Porter. His character's name was Porter.
Was that Payback?
Payback, yeah, one of my favorite Mel Gibson movies. I said, yeah, they had you all skanky hot in that. And that was a compliment for all of us. We knew what I meant.
Click.
Oh, no, she didn't hang up, but she was not happy with the rest of the interview. Every time I see her on TV, I go, I'm sorry, Maria.
I didn't mean you were a skank. No. I meant you looked skanky, but it was a hot skanky.
You were an ex-hooker in that movie.
Your character.
Was a skanky hot.
Was skanky hot.
I thought that would be a compliment. Craig, if I called you skanky hot, wouldn't you think it's a compliment?
As long as hot's in there somewhere.
It was there.
That's the word you hear.
Right. Yeah, I don't care what's in front of hot.
She was playing a hooker.
Even if it's weirdly.
She was playing a hooker in a really dark movie. And I said, that was skanky. You played it. Had you really skanky hot in that.
Any adjective or adverb followed by hot.
Well, apparently not skanky.
I'll get that.
Apparently not skanky.
Because all I hear is, like Puss said,
hot.
Yeah, that's all you hear.
Maria, someone said you're hot? Oh, okay.
All right, then.
Maria that doesn't Bella, happen very
yes,
often.
Yes, I am.
Maria Bella, she doesn't care about me. Don't even remember the story, obviously. But to me, it just broke my heart because I love her. And I offended her.
I'd have to slide into the DMs and apologize to her.
Good idea, Craig.
There's some thinking.
Remember I called you skanky hot in the radio?
So sorry.
10 years ago, I'm sorry. I still love you.
I just made it hot.
Yeah. Damn, that bummed me out.
Yeah, I mean, we knew what you were talking about, but it's hard to phrase it so that it comes off as a compliment.
But, you know, other actresses would know what I'm talking about. She had a bad day.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe she's that way all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
But telling Helena Bonham Carter that you were the hottest ape in the movie.
That could go either way.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of day she's having.
That's a roll of the dice.
What she meant, what I meant was they had her, you know, she was hot for an ape.
Right.
You were made up to look like an ape, but I'd have still banged you.
Oh, you could phrase that as saying.
I think it showed her eyes and just, you know.
They made you an ape, but you were still hot.
Yeah. If you remember the 70s movies, the women and the apes then were not hot.
Nah.
They looked like apes.
I understand why Wahlberg still wanted to bang you in
right.
that movie.
Exactly. That's right. And she thought Wahlberg was ugly because he was a human. Right, yeah.
All that skin.
Yeah.
Right. I understand why Tim Burton made you dress up in your...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't DM her. Did Tim...
Did Tim make you...
After the shoot, leave the makeup on so I can bang that ape?
Just from the neck up, honey. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, you won't be creepy.
Yeah, right. It'd be weird if it was below the neck.
Yeah, we'll take the makeup off when you get home. Leave it on for a little while. Yeah.
No. Don't
you can
take
leave your
off.
Makeup.
Leave it on.
You can leave your ape makeup on. I love that song, Joe Cocker.
So I just looked up a picture of her as an ape.
Yeah.
It's still a little weird.
It is weird, but if you watch the movie, she's attractive in that movie for an ape.
Easily the hottest ape in the movie.
Yes. I'd say the hottest ape ever.
Well, I think they wanted you to know that, too.
Right.
Or they wouldn't have made her so hot.
Right.
they would have just aped her up a little more.
Like I say, Paul Giamatti was second, but he was a distant second on the hot apes.
He was an orangutan, wasn't he, Ness?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an orangutan.
Big floppy face.
Yeah. How'd we get to apes, Craig? I can totally, how'd we get to
Tim Burton.
Oh, that's right.
Carter.
And
Hot Ape.
Maria Bello. Skanky Hot.
Right. Paul Giamatti.
But Craig's right about sliding in their DM. I'll do that today, man. She'll love that.
She's been waiting for that.
Yeah, I know. I know she has. She's one of my favorites. I love her, and she's also great in The Cooler. William H. Macy bangs her.
Such a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Such a good movie.
She was skanky hot in that, too, because she was like a waitress in Vegas. She was skanky hot.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin is the mean guy.
Great movie.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And, you know, you can find naked pictures of Helena Bonham Carter.
How about Maria Bello?
There is one of her...
with the ape makeup on?
Cuddling a tuna. And at first I thought it was not hot, and I'm pretty sure I'm still on that side of the road.
Yeah,
that side of the fence.
Todd would love it. He loves anybody with a fish.
Yeah, that's a big tuna.
Is that in a movie?
She's cuddling.
No, she's raising support for the Blue Marine Foundation.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty lib.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for the overfishing.
Yeah, apparently she has a fish phobia, and she still did a nude picture with a large tuna.
Yeah, tuna's big, man.
Helena Bonham Carter, 4 stars, Hall of Fame nudity.
How about Maria Bello? She has been. I've seen her naked, so she's been naked. Just show when I DM her, I'll say, I'm just watching you naked on Mr. Skin. That'll get me in there, right, Craig?
Only 3 stars, great nudity.
All right. Where's Helena Bonham Carter naked in? What movie? I don't really watch many of her movies.
Several of them.
Apparently a lot.
She's always in Tim Burton movies.
Including one with Steve Martin. Where she's on top of him, it looked like.
All right.
I got Conversations with Other Women.
Never saw that.
Not familiar.
55 Steps from 2018. Henry VIII.
I am.
The Heart of Me. Novocaine. Till Human
You're
Voice.
Welcome,
was,
Craig.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Fight Club. She was nude, but it was a body double.
That didn't count.
Yeah, she's got a lot of titles where she's.
All right, but I have to check out Mr. Skin.
Yeah, Maria Bello nude pops up.
Yes, it does.
Some nudity.
Maria Bello's got to be 50, right?
I don't know. I'm looking at pictures. Not looking at words.
Yeah,
I'm watching Helena Bonham Carter.
You guys
take her corset off.
Okay. Somebody talk. I got no care. I can't look at stuff here. I can, but I can't.
Maria Bello was born...
53.
In 1967, so right. You do the math.
53.
She's 53.
All right. Nice.
Norristown, PA.
Oh, she's a Philly girl. Then we got something I can talk to her about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember Mr. Skin bringing this one up. There's a full frontal scene of her from a movie in 2005 called A History of Violence.
Yeah, she's in that. That's a great movie. Vito Morganson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've seen that probably if you remember.
Is that the one where he's all like,
yeah.
He did it. Yeah, big tatted up scene there.
Yeah.
Spanish police,
they call police,
had to arrest a woman. They say the unidentified woman invited a gentleman to have sex with her in a parking lot.
And you would.
Well, she invited her ex-boyfriend to have sex with her in the parking lot. And the man says that at some point he felt a sharp pain.
Oh.
And she saw that she was trying to cut off his testicles with a knife.
So he thought this was so funny about guys. He must have broke up with her and pissed her off. And on a dime, she says, "No, come on back." And he just said, "Okay."
Obviously, she still wants me.
Exactly. Not every guy would go for this.
Okay.
I don't know how. Yeah, it's that guy. Right. It's a Pete Davidson character. You would do that because you still think you can get laid. Not thinking that she might have revenge on her mind.
The instinct should be, well, if it's too good to be true. But in this case, nah. Somebody wants to bang me, of course.
So she reached down with a knife and tried to cut his nuts off when he was having sex with her?
As he tried to defend himself, the woman then reportedly went to stabbing him directly, piercing his cheek and head. He managed to escape, alerted police, and they took the woman into custody. No information on the charges she may face. That man is currently recovering in the hospital.
But he's got his nuts. The important thing, he's got his nuts.
Right. Yeah, he seems to have his nuts. Yeah, they seem to remain
right. And that was
attached.
That was the original target.
Well, that was the first target.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.